I think, and I don't want to belabor this, but I think the whole process of putting people in the boxes or slots or whatever is just people's attempt to find some solution. They're looking for something, and they don't know what it is, so now they've got a percentage to help them justify it.
Right, and then if the work-life balance workshop works for them, wonderful. I want to give them permission to say, you know what, sometimes I'm just going to go all hog, and I'm going to go meditate, not hang out with anybody for a while and do my spirituality thing.
Right? Well, I like your add some slowness. That's a good phrase. Now, I want to go back to the workplace again, because we know fundamentally, and without having read the Men Are From Mars and Women From Venus book, that there are different challenges that men and women face in the workplace. So can you talk a little bit about that? Well, how is it harder for one?
Okay. Well, men certainly, this is traditional. There's always exceptions to what I'm going to say, so I don't want to be named, you know, sexist, but we certainly have for generations and generations groomed our males to be more independent, to take on more responsibility, you know, to bring in the bacon. And mind you, that is absolutely changing. And it's often reflected in their phone conversations. For instance, my husband will just pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Harry, want to go play squash? Yeah, meet you there." Mm-hmm. If I phoned a woman, that would be like a 15 to 20 minute conversation at minimum. So if you want to picture the women back in the cave era, around the fire, tending the children, tending the food. Later, as pioneers, they were again around the fire, quilting, nurturing the children. Over the generations, and there's research that supports this, we're more, and I'm not saying that men don't nurture, but we are more hardwired for relationships, connection, and nurturing. When we are at work, we're often thinking about our mother-in-law who's starting to show dementia and needs to be put in a senior home, maybe thinking about our teenagers, thinking about our friends. There's more of a tug-pull. And when we're at home, we may be thinking about a coworker that's not feeling well or going through a divorce, and our thoughts may be there. For women, that's one of the reasons it's hard for us to say no. The word no is like a minor rejection to somebody.
Okay.
So I learned to say, I don't want to say yes.
Okay.
Because the no word, even as a little girl, I was trained that no wasn't nice to say to people. You know, I would be humping my mom, and it wasn't okay to say no. And also to nurture people, make sure everybody got the cookie
right
off the tray. Where were the boys? Oh, the boys were off playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this cultural norm. So connections, relationships for women are very, very important. 90% of the time, it's women who take the couple to the counselor, and about 10 to 15% it's the man who says we need to go see a counselor because our relationship isn't the way
right. We
like it. So typically we take responsibility for relationships, so that you'll often see that also in the workplace. I've been out speaking for United Way in all kinds of different corporations in Calgary, in corporate Calgary, and it's the women who are running to get see if I want a glass of water. And so women are checking with me, but I need a washroom first, right?
This is the Neanderthal men don't care, right?
Right. Take a look at a woman's purse. She can look after the world. Take
no,
a look at a man's
I
wallet.
Can't find anything in there anyways. What's the difference?
Okay. Yeah, so the thought